It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello. Welcome, one and all. It is a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous February the 8th, 2023. It is, unfortunately, halfway through the show. I just got out here to the garage. It is 1915 UTC, which is not 1900 UTC when I'm scheduled to be here. So I'm sorry you were stuck listening to old news. News you can't use. But hello. We are live now. So it is live, just like you like it. Shout out to Stug and X1 and Ratsu and everybody in Calm. Tobe hanging out in Calm, having a good day, hanging out. Anyway, I feel bad that I'm late, but don't worry. It's also a slow news day, so we're not going to miss out on too much. Hey, Connor H. and Atomic Rights, welcome. Exactly. We got to live our whole 30 minutes of life in this 15 minutes. Okay. So let's talk about news, because there are a couple of sad stories. I tell you what, on the plus side, though, I did order a cool jacket from Northeast China. Turns out it's a regional style jacket, but it won't arrive until March 30th, which is usually around the time. April's usually when we get our first 100-degree day of the year, so it's going to be way too hot for it. But maybe, just maybe, I'll still be able to fit into it, or I'll be able to wear it when it gets cold next year. All right, let's get going. We go to bookmarks, desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me, 2023, February. Today's the 8th. The 8th. Boom. All right. Are you ready for this?
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
No, Siri. My Siri is an Australian guy. All right. Brace yourself. It's now time. I don't know, Nick G. Hello. Welcome. I don't know. I think if you start the show late, it won't archive. But, might be wrong. I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll have to find out. All right. So, here we go. First, the super bummer news. These are stories involving children. And how, you know what? Just because you're a small person doesn't mean you don't get to experience the full breadth of suffering and terribleness that is humanity. So first, two children dead after bus rams into Quebec nursery. Two children were killed and six others were injured when a bus rammed into a nursery in Quebec, Canada, police say. The 51-year-old bus driver was an employee of the local public transit system and was arrested and charged with homicide and reckless driving. Police told the BBC they were first alerted to the crash at about 8:30 a.m. local time, which is 1300 GMT, on Wednesday. That doesn't really convert. 8:30 local time, 1300 GMT. Anyway, the exact circumstances of the incident, which happened in the Montreal suburb of Laval, are unclear. We think it's deliberate, but we don't know the motive, Pierre Bochet, the chief of police in Laval, said. One eyewitness, Hamdi Bin Chabani, said the driver exited the bus after the crash, took off his clothes, and began acting erratically. Some children were caught under the vehicle's wheels, he said. It was a nightmare. It's horrible. He didn't stop yelling. He wasn't saying words. The nursery is located on a quiet cul-de-sac in Laval, and police cordoned off the area on Wednesday afternoon. A crisis center has been set up nearby to help parents and families. Quebec Premier François Legault, that's a great name, told local media, "All my thoughts are with the children, with the parents, and with the employees." Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who is from Montreal, said his thoughts were with families in Laval who are living incredibly difficult moments. We hope that everyone will be okay. So, it's really tragic. Anyway. So it's just so wild that you leave your kids at the daycare or at a nursery, and then a local bus rams in. Your kid got run over by a bus inside. Oh, it's terrible. Well, on the other end of things, you could also get trafficked and be a child. That's what's going on in Zimbabwe. 8 Croatians have been rearrested in Zambia. Zimbabwe is not the right place. 8 Croatians rearrested in Zambia will face new charges of child trafficking and are expected to appear in court on Thursday. Earlier this week, a court dropped child trafficking charges against the 8 people, which are 4 couples, and ordered them to leave the country within 48 hours. But when they tried to fly out of Zambia, they were rearrested. They were detained pending prosecution on reconstituted charges, but still related to attempted child trafficking. Zambian immigration spokesman Namadi Nchinka said in a statement, "They are likely to appear in court again on Thursday. They are charged with trafficking 4 children from Congo aged between 1 and 3 years old. On Monday, a court dismissed child trafficking charges against them following applications by their lawyers. They had earlier pleaded not guilty. The charges allege that on December 7th last year, the 4 couples acted together to traffic the children. Their Croatians said they adopted the children through a lawyer." This is just a real tragic story here. The 8 include, it's just the 8 people. No statements made about who is taking care of the young children who were to be adopted. So it's a bit up in the air, but it just really sucks. Sucks to be a kid in the world these days. Hundreds of Indian women are protesting a crackdown on child marriages. That's right. They're protesting the crackdown, not that there are child marriages. An anti-child marriage drive in India that led to the arrest of thousands of men has sparked protests by scores of women who are concerned over their financial well-being. Police in India's northeastern state of Assam launched a massive crackdown on Friday on the orders of Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma. More than 2,500 people were arrested and 4,074 cases were filed in less than a week against those either suspected of marrying or arranging marriages to underage girls. The legal age for marriage for women in India is 18, but the rule is routinely flouted due to patriarchal customs and economic necessities. The crackdown, according to Mr. Biswa Sarma, is also aimed at religious figureheads who have aided in the registration of such marriages in mosques and temples. But the massive drive has been severely criticized by nonprofits, as they accuse the state government of an emotional response instead of highlighting substantive rehabilitation options for the affected girls. In the aftermath of the crackdown, wailing women with small children have been seen outside police stations in several of Assam's districts, begging for the releases of their husband. Dhubri district authorities reportedly used batons and tear gas to disperse women protesters over the weekend. "I'm worried how I'm going to look after my child. I ran away from home to get married, so I don't have any other support. As of now, I don't have a single rupee with me," a woman who claimed to be 18 years old told the Indian Express. A 17-year-old girl allegedly died by suicide in the Kachar district after her wedding was called off after the drive. A woman, 27, killed herself in the Samara Manachar district on Saturday, fearing the arrest of her parents as she was married at the age of 16. Despite the public outcry and protest, Mr. Biswa Sarma maintains the drive was necessary to curb child marriage and prevent high maternal and infant mortality rates. According to a report by India's National Felt-Hamley Survey, Assam has an underage pregnancy rate of 11.7% compared to the 6.8% national average. The state also has the third highest infant mortality rate in India at 32 deaths per 1,000 births. There's simply zero sympathy in these matters, Mr. Biswa Sarma said. In order to save lakhs of girls from this situation in the future, one generation will have to suffer. There's no question of sympathy here. Child marriage has to stop in Assam, and actions against it will continue. So, it's kind of wild, because I did not picture people supporting child marriage, but it seems to be a thing. Atomic Rights is on board. They dropped the charges in Zambia. The Zambia story was like, wait, they dropped the charges? They dropped the charges and said, okay, well, just get out of here. Don't steal any more kids. Get out of here. But then the charges were reintroduced, and they said, nah, come back. We actually want to prosecute you. We are about halfway through the show because why? Because I'm here so late. We only got half the show to half the time to squeeze in the show. So I just want to remind you in 6 minutes or so, 5 minutes or 6 minutes or so, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe happens. It's a show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio. And Anon Radio is powered by SDF, but SDF's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and hanging out. Let's play this little ID.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Yep. Let's see. Atomic Rights chimes in. Sounds like they don't really support it, but rather they left the victims high and dry. Yeah, I think that the problem in the economic situation there is that a lot of families will marry off their daughters when they're young because they can't support them anymore. And there's a man that will support them, but the man is, it's like they're having to get the guy, they're depending on these men to support these girls. And it's just, anyway, I get the police guy's point. It's like the current generation has to suffer so that the next generation of girls don't get married until they're 18, and it can kind of break the cycle. But anyway, it sucks. The state should be able to support them. The bigger Indian state should be able to support them, if you ask me. All right. Well, let's run through some more news before we run out of time. In New Zealand, they found a ton of drugs. Not just a ton, but 3.2 tons. New Zealand's Navy has intercepted a floating haul of cocaine in the Pacific Ocean, and what the country says is it's the largest drug bust ever. The stash, weighing total of 3.2 tons, or 3,200 kilograms, and worth about 500 million New Zealand dollars, or 316 million U.S., was found drifting hundreds of kilometers northwest of New Zealand. Police believe it was destined for Australia, where it would have been enough to serve that market for a year. The packages were strung up with buoys, and some labeled with a Batman symbol. Pictures released by New Zealand police and defense officials also showed cocaine packets labeled with a black four-leaf clover symbol. These were the trademark logos for the drug producers believed to be in South America, said New Zealand officials. This is the largest find of illicit drugs by New Zealand agencies by some margin. It's more than New Zealand would use in 30 years, they'd added. New Zealand's Navy deployed a vessel to retrieve the massive shipment last week, which comprised 81 bales of cocaine. They were brought to Auckland in New Zealand's North Island on Tuesday and taken to a security facility to be documented and destroyed. We believe we've dealt a significant blow to an international criminal syndicate's operation. Authorities did not disclose details of the operation or how they found the drugs. But they do say their partners in the Five Eyes Intelligence Group provided assistance. And Five Eyes is Australia, UK, Canada, US. Australia, UK, Canada, US, and New Zealand. Scary. Japan wanted to be part of this group, but the US said no. All right, so anyway, sorry, I got kind of sidetracked on that. Hey, Z-Man, welcome. Took a layman's law course once, and the instructor often used the rhetorical device of a mountain of cocaine. Yeah, exactly. Shout out to everybody in comm. I really appreciate you guys being here and hanging out. We're going to run out of time, but I will tell you some other headlines since we don't have a lot of time. The Tyre Nichols police case, where at least six police officers and other first responders have been fired because they beat and murdered this man. Apparently, at least one of the cops, took photos and texted them around to different people to kind of mock the guy that he just killed. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, an off-duty officer has been sued for attacking a 12-year-old girl and putting his knee across her neck. Mitt Romney told DeSantis the lie guy, what's his name? Santos, told Santos, you don't belong here. That's another bit of big news for you. We're running out of time. I got to hurry. People are mad at Charlie Hebdo. Brazil is ousting the illegal gold miners. And Estonia is going to build the BWRX-300 SMR, model SMR reactor, or small modular reactor. So there's new nuclear going up in the world. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee, and thanks again for being here. Sorry I was late.